Well, for a birthday, there's no place I'd rather be than here with you guys, so appreciate that. As far as our team goes, I think every coach is excited about the up-and-coming season and what could be and might be and hopefully is. With our team, I know we have good chemistry. We really like the guys. And big thing will be, just like with all of us, is how we handle adversity. And when you're in the Big 12, best league in the country for six straight years, you're going to hit adversity. So that's why we try to challenge ourselves with the toughest non-conference schedule as we can. And hopefully that'll get us ready for a Big 12 play.
Okay, question for Coach. We've got a question on the rear right side.
Scott, how surprising was the decision with Mario to leave, and how has your team kind of dealt with that after losing such a substantial player?
Well, I think as a coach, you always hate to lose anybody. When you lose somebody, it's tough, and it takes some adjustment time for everyone. And Mario is going to be a big piece to our team this year. He had 3 20-plus games in the Big 12 last year, averaged 10-6, fourth-year college guy. So it'll definitely hurt us. But just like when Tristan went down last year, you got to adjust and next man up mentality. And at least it's before the season, so we have more time to adapt with that.
Questions for Coach? Right up here on the right-hand side, about halfway up, and then we'll go to the back row.
Chuck Carlton, Dallas Morning News, scaring Kansas City with my face up there.
Yeah.
You were picked ninth last year. You were picked second this year. Did you go from a bad coach with bad players to a good coach with good players 1 year? Or, I guess, what
happened?
What happened? Where? Yeah. And how much do you like this team right now?
Well, I think you'd always rather be picked higher than lower because that means people think you have some talent, some things to work with. But at the same time, every big coach will tell you the exact same thing. What makes our league such a great league is the parity and the difference between second and 10th or first and 10th. It's a one or two possession game. So why we're picked high is because we had a lot of players coming back, partly part of that was due to Tristan coming back, which I mean, it's been a 6-month rehab, and he's been back in the fold of things. But he's not a 2010 guy right now. It's going to take, and hopefully he gets to that. But it's going to take him a while still to recover and get used to playing. And that's why you have the non-conference, and hopefully by conference time he'll return to the player that he was, leading the nation in field goal percentage. So, again, I know it was a tough surgery he had, and the recovery time, it's been a long time, but it's going to take him games to get that rust off and get back to playing how he was. And part of being picked high also is because Freddie Gillespie and Matthew Meyer, both guys that went through surgeries and extensive rehabs, 6-month rehabs as well. So one with a shoulder and one with a hip surgery. So with those three guys coming back, I definitely know as a coach we'll be much better as they get game experience, because they haven't had the practice time this summer or in the foreign tour that you would hope they would have gotten.
Question on the right rear.
Scott, Drew Davison, 4-star Telegram. Kind of going off that, is it surprising to see a Jamie Dixon coach team pick to finish last, and just how deep is this conference right now?
Again, whoever was going to be picked ninth or tenth, every coach would tell you they could finish first or second in the league. And why the league is again been ranked the number one RPI and net ranking last year, and RPI for the last 6 years is top to bottom, been the best league in the country, which means there's not much difference no matter where you're picked or what people think you're going to do. So everyone's going to be in close games. Whoever wins those close games will finish toward the top. Whoever loses those close games will be on be closer to the bottom. And how players in there's a lot of transition this year with a lot of teams having a lot of new faces. How quickly those guys adjust and how successful they are depends on where those teams finish.
Questions for Coach? Got another one in the middle, and then we'll go across the aisle.
Chuck Carlton again, Scott. I was curious, when you first got to Baylor, you were in there for an awful lot of like the top 50, top 100 players in the country when you were recruiting. Mm-hmm. You've kind of changed your recruiting style, more player development. Not that you won't take, you know, mm-hmm. the really good player, but talk about, I guess, the evolution of your program by the recruiting standpoint.
Well, I think what the longer we've been at Baylor, too, we've been able to maybe get a chance to get a better feel for players 3 and 4 years out, recruit them longer, see them in our camps, and get a feel for just the intangibles, the character part, who's going to work hard, who's going to keep developing, who's going to be coachable. And I think we've put more stake into that, more ownership into that. And because of that, we've had players that have come that haven't been ranked as high. And Torian Prince just signed an extension and close to $30 million. And he was a guy that was ranked 25th in the state coming out, going to Long Island University. And didn't start until his senior year. And was a great player for us. But coming in, people wouldn't have known who he was. Royce O'Neal might start for the Utah Jazz and transfer from Denver, and coming out of high school was a zero-star guy by some scouting services. So I think our staff's done a better job in really looking into the intangible part of who fits our program, who's going to be coachable and keep working hard and develop, and who would we want to have a part of our program. And some of those guys aren't ranked. Some of them are.
Across the aisle in the middle. Go ahead.
Logan Manns, K-State Online. I know the SEC Challenge has been going on for a while now, but you play at Florida. What are your thoughts on the SEC Challenge? Do you still like it? Do you dislike it?
After the game, you can ask me and I'll tell you. But I think it's a great thing for our league. It's quality games, home and road. And with the new net, I mean, it does nothing but help both leagues and both conferences. You love the Big 12 competing against another top league in the country and being able to see how we stack up and compare. So that and the Big East challenges are two things that I think are tremendous for our league. And no matter if you win or lose the game, it helps your team prepare for Big 12 play. It helps you for having a chance to be in the postseason. And I know fans enjoy watching quality games, and players like playing in them.
Okay, Coach, congratulations on your birthday, and good luck for the season.
Thank you, and everyone have a blessed day.